Okay, man, it is time for our pre-show here. This is the 29th. It's Tuesday. And we are dealing with some issues, technical issues. I was hoping that I'd have my man, Adam Chavez, with me here, but he's working on a television show right now. He's doing sound and doing a bunch of stuff on set someplace out here in Los Angeles. And that's, I understand that. Can't be on call all the goddamn time. I get it, man. So nonetheless, we have a little bit of an issue here. So what we're going to do tonight is roll an encore show. And why not? Because I don't, what essentially is the problem is I don't have control over the levels. While it sounds fine to you, I'm turning the audio up and down on my microphone. It's not having any effect. Well, yes, I guess it is having an effect. You can hear it, but I can't. You can hear the pot. You can hear the audio. You can hear the modulation go down. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. But I can't. You know. Not that any of this, I should not be bothering you with this, but this is the pre-show. This is where all this shit comes out, you know. I got a text here from Adam. That was an hour ago. I said, maybe if I can hook up with him here in the next few minutes, if he's free, but I don't want to bug him while he's doing this gig because, you know, it ain't exactly like being a tech is not exactly like being a doctor on call. You know, you don't just drop every fucking thing. You sort of, if you're guys like me, you stand in line and you wait, man. Not that Adam is not Johnny on the spot when we need him to be. He's always there, and he's always done great work for us. But I don't expect him to, especially if he's working another gig that he's been at now. I think he's on his 12th or 13th hour in his fucking job today. I don't expect him, you know, to be there every ruddy, bloody moment of the ruddy, bloody, ruddy days, hey? So that is where we are at right now. I really loved the Chris Norton and Jock Strap show yesterday, especially Jock Strap in the background. I can't even, what did he say? Jock, how you doing?
I'm fine.
You know? we have to bring Jock Strap back. There's no question. It's just a matter of time before Jock Strap comes back. And he's Dutch. Don't forget that. He's a Dutch family from San Diego. You know? Yeah, what about it? Well, nothing. Do you know Dutch family? I know a Dutch family in San Diego.
You do?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I know the young lady who's a member of a Dutch family in San Diego. But,
well, isn't that interesting, Phil?
Okay, well. But they're not Dutch as like they're Americans of Dutch descent.
Well, see, that's not the same thing. When you say, wait, why isn't it the same thing? Because when you say there's a Dutch family, I'm thinking they
yeah, like they what do you call it, migrated or something?
Migrated?
You're talking about emigrated.
Yeah, they emigrated.
No, I mean, well, yeah, I guess. I don't know. Do you think that there, how many families of who emigrated from the Netherlands live in San Diego?
Dutch, actual Dutch families.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably none.
Why do you say none?
What? Why would anybody from the Netherlands go to San Diego?
It's a good question, you know. Why would anyone from the Netherlands come to LA? Well, I suppose there's. Do you suppose here in California, as the entertainment business slowly bleeds away here in LA, though, I don't know. But there has been, and there was a time, and there still is, a community of British actors and performers that live in Los Angeles. And in fact, I saw a really cool documentary on World War II, which I'm always watching documentaries on World War II. It never fucking ends with me. But it's David Niven being quoted. David Niven. David Niven was a star of stage and screen. He was a big movie. He was a movie star here in Hollywood in the 40s, 50s. I think into the 60s, I think David Niven was seen in some things. David Niven was a very elegant British actor, you know. But anyway, David Niven was out boating. He was out off of Catalina Island. When did this happen, man? I think 1940. He is out there. He's with another friend who is also British, and I think maybe another actor or somebody in the business. And they're literally out anchored off of Catalina, and they hear a bang, bang, bang on the cabin door. I think they were below, I don't know, eating or sleeping or some shit. And they wake up, and there's a guy there. He says, "You guys British?" He goes, "Yeah, did you hear the news?" And they go, "No." And I think it was the news of England declaring war.
declaring war on Germany after they invaded Poland. And Niven is quoted as saying, well, we realized, you know, we were in it all the way, even though they were thousands of miles away in California. America wasn't going to be in the war in another, we weren't going to be involved in the war in another 2 years, a little over 2 years. But Niven said that what they did was they sat down, they had a bottle of gin or something, and they went ahead and poured themselves a couple of straight shots and toasted to the health of the United Kingdom, and you know, that was how they learned of the war all those many miles away in Hollywood, California, as they were doing their thing, you know, being very successful as movie stars. So, you know, life intrudes. The real world intrudes, man.
Now, I don't know. Excuse me.
Very, very rude to yawn in your face. I apologize. I don't know if the same thing happened to any Dutch actor living in Los Angeles when the Netherlands was invaded. You know, when the Nazis invaded and subjugated, and, you know, they bombed Rotterdam, they bombed the living hell out of you know, the Nazis were ruthless pieces of shit, as everybody knows, but they were particularly rough on the Dutch, and the Dutch were a brave fucking people. Their resistance, they went on strike and tried, even though it was futile against a murderous regime like the Nazi Germany, they tried to protect their Jewish citizens. They went out on strike. They tried to slow down or otherwise paralyze the German machine, but it was of no use because against a government, as you might well imagine, against a regime like Nazi Germany, you go out on strike, they'll just machine gun your fucking ass in the street. Don't give a shit. You know, that's why whatever it is we've got planned here in America, we had better fucking do it before they start planning on. Anyway, the Dutch were a very brave people. But I just wonder, was there anybody from the Netherlands sitting here, like in boat? I guess I could look that up. Famous Dutch actors in Hollywood in World War II. Do you think there? Let me ask AI. AI, baby, check this out, man. Check this out and see what happens here, man. Check it out. I got it. Okay, here. Were there any famous Dutch actors working in Hollywood in 1940? Question mark. AI. Yes, a notable Dutch actress, Nina Foch. F-O-C-H, was already working in Hollywood in 1940. She was a leading lady in many 1940s and 1950s films. Additionally, several German directors who would later work in Hollywood, such as Douglas Sirk, Ludwig Berger, directed films in the Netherlands during this period. Wikipedia mentions the Dutch filmmakers and actors abroad were also active in this period, with some like Van Wageningen not being major stars in the Netherlands before finding success in American films. Nina Foch, is that how you pronounce her name? Wasn't she a fucking model? Well, get a load of that. What did Nina think when she heard the word that the Netherlands had been, you know, invaded? Dutch-American celebrities. Wesley Addy began his prolific career as a prime player in classical stage in the early 1950s. That's a little later than what we're looking for. Dutch American, oh, wow. I know that there's a category. Allison Anders, Andrea Anders, Dan Aykroyd. I'll be a motherfucker. Well, he's Dutch American. Wes Addy, I recognize that cat now. Was he born in the Netherlands? Nah. Charles Baker, Diane Baker. Beautiful woman. I love Diane Baker, man. Molly, a bunch of Bakers. Earl Derbiggers, Kelly Bishop, Troy Bishop, Moon Bloodgood. Get the fuck out of town. That's a real person? Jim Bolson, Humphrey Bogart. Oh, now see, that's, I want somebody that's from motherfucking, you know, the Netherlands. So why don't we do that? And then we'll get to the show. Okay, so AI, baby. It says famous Dutch actors working in Hollywood. Were there any famous Dutch-born actors working in Hollywood in 1940? Question mark. Dutch, notably Nina Foch, a Dutch-born actress. Okay.
Another prominent figure was Philip Dorn, also Dutch-born, who had roles in films like Escape. I know that name, Philip Dorn, and Ziegfeld Girl. No shit. Philip Dorn. I know that name. I remember that. I think Philip Dorn was in a couple of sci-fis, too. Sometimes billed as Fritz Van Dungen, his screen name in German films, was a Dutch-American actor who had a career in Hollywood. He was best known for playing the father in the film I Remember Mama. Yeah, I'll bet you do. Born in Scheveningen, The Hague, Netherlands, 1901, made his stage debut at 14 in the Dutch productions, graduated from American Thing. Career, personal life. All right, man. Well, I just wasted a whole bunch of fucking time. He suffered from phlebitis, requiring surgery, causing a number of strokes. After an accident on stage, he retired in 1965, spent the next 10 years of his life in his home in California. He was married twice. Okay. His second wife was Dutch actress Marianne Van Dam. They were married in 1993 until his death in 1975. All right. Word, baby. Word to your mom.